Assess today the flow of how you pay your bills. You may be thinking, I've got that down pretty well, but let's go ahead and take a second look to see if there's any shift, any change, any modification you might be able to make, however slight or small, that will enable you to enhance the flow of the process you use to pay your bills. Do the bills come to you through your mailbox? Watch yourself go to the mailbox, get the mail. What do you do with the bill once you see it? Where does it go? Where does the bill go? Where do you put the bill? How do you go about paying the bill? Is there a system that works for you? Do you have a particular day or time that you always pay the bills? Watch yourself now go about actually doing the work of paying the bills. You may be on an electronic system, and we'll deal with that in just a minute. Where's the checkbook? Is it nearby? Is it close at hand? Where are the stamps? Where are you actually writing the bills? Watch yourself do what it is that you do and sense into the flow of how easy and effortless it may be for you to pay the bills. It's just a process. The beginning of the process was initiated when the bill was received. It started. Now you're in the process of it. How long is it taking you to do it? Notice as you're paying the bills, is there any small change you can make in how you do this particular process that will enhance the flow? Perhaps you can put the stamps in a different place, or the envelopes, or the pen, or the checkbook. Is there any way you can modify this process in whatever small way that will enable there to be a genuine flow of paying your bills? When the bill comes, do you want to simply put it in a place and then pay them all at the same time? That works for a lot of people. Or do you want to pay the bill as it comes through? What works for you? What's the best beginning? What's the best process? And now, what's the best closure? Once the bill is actually paid by check, and there's a stamp on the envelope, where does it go? How does the bill get posted? What's the closure to this particular process? How can you enhance and facilitate the flow of paying the bills so that it becomes effortless? Think of a small modification you can make, and make it now. Not a big one. Not a huge transformation, just a small modification in how you go about paying your bills. Okay, let's shift over. You may have been listening to this thinking, oh no, that's not the way I do it. I'm entirely electronic. It's only the only way to go. I don't worry about that. So I now ask you, if you pay your bills in the electronic way, how do you get notification of that? What's the closure for you? What's the process of how you know that the bills were paid? How do you handle that for yourself? What's the beginning and what's the ending for you of how your bills are paid? Have you ever been charged by the bank an overage because for some reason a bill came through at a time that you were unaware of? what monitoring do you place on the electronic payment of your own bills? For those of you that pay with stamps and letters and checks, is it possible that you can increase the flow in your life of paying bills by going to the electronic system? Perhaps you might ask your banker how to set something like that up, if that sounds like that's a viable alternative. The question then is, what small change can you make in how you pay your bills that will increase the flow so that there is a clear process and a clear closure, so that there are no unpaid bills in your life, so that the energy flows in and through and out, and so those neural networks fire automatically and effortlessly, no forcing required. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a wonderful day.